Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, since everything is behind, and I'm so far behind I don't even know where to begin, we're going to do our weekly recap with the truth about guns today, primarily because he wasn't available yesterday due to my messed up schedule. So joining us again from the truthaboutguns.com is Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, sir. Good to be with you.
So, let's go straight to the top of the page. This is irony on a level that I've never seen in my life. The Bloomberg School Study found that assault weapon bans are useless.
Imagine that. It had to give them just a huge amount of indigestion to type those words in their press release. But I guess give them credit for being honest enough to include that fact in their study results.
Do you think Mini Mike is firing some people right now today because that happened?
I don't know. But, I mean, that's why we included in there a picture of him looking a little confused with a caption saying, is this what my money is paying for? Because that, I'm sure he's got fissured. He's got other things on his mind these days, busy as he is with buying the Democrat nomination. But, you know, when he funded the Bloomberg School of Public Health at Johns Hopkins, I don't think he probably thought that the research that they would be turning at would be undermining his argument against guns like modern sporting rifles, which he loves to call weapons of war, assault weapons, or other bogus terms like that.
Yeah, there's a little interesting dynamic that goes on. Do you remember after John Lott and Gary Kleck published their first reports, Bill Clinton got out there and said, there's just no way this could be this way. Hans Ludwig and whatever your name is, you guys go out there and study this and get me some stuff. And they did. And they came back with 1.5 million defensive gun uses per year.
Oh, in terms of the number of defensive gun uses? Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
When Obama, April 2013, when he was crying in the Rose Garden, he authorized the CDC to go out there. They came out with 3 million defensive gun uses a year.
Right. I think the smallest number I've ever seen in terms of the number of annual defensive gun uses in this country is about 800,000.
Yeah.
I see 1.5 million a lot. I've seen the 3 million number. Let's just split the difference and say it's, you know, I don't know, 1.5 million or something.
Sure,
like
why not?
That still dwarfs the number of certainly firearms deaths in this country, which is about 38,000 or something like that a year. You know, you have to stop and think that every one of those defensive gun uses, most of which never involve pulling a trigger, every one of those is a crime prevented. That's a lot of crimes prevented in this country every year.
But what are we looking at when we see this? See, I know what it is with John Lott. John Lott is an economist. He's a numbers cruncher. He crunches the numbers. He believes the numbers. His his approach is beyond questioning. He puts his method out there. Everybody knows this. But then with some of these other guys, you know, you're thinking, well, if they're going to study it, what's that going to look like? And then we see what it looks like. How is this, when you're agenda-driven, how bad do the stats have to be to where you say, we better put out the real stuff?
That's a good question. And we made that point here in this post. Nobody's going to accuse the Bloomberg School of Public Health of twisting the results in favor of gun makers or gun rights advocates. So the fact that they came up with the results saying assault weapon, quote unquote, have no effect, or assault weapons bans have no effect on mass shootings, that gives the study even more weight than it would if, say, Gary Kleck or John Locke came out with the same numbers, because the anti-gun side loves to tar those people as being in the pocket of the gun control industry. But when Daniel Webster, who is as anti-gun as anyone, and he runs the Bloomberg School, when he comes out and says that assault weapons bans don't accomplish anything, that should carry some weight.
But will it? Or is this going to get buried? I mean, I never saw the full, I have read excerpts of the full report that came out of the CDC when Obama commissioned that in 2013. You know, I've tried to, looking at Dr. Lott's stuff, I'm just not, that's way above my pay grade. But I do listen to him. You know, I interviewed him at SHOT Show and all this other stuff. And looking at this stuff, I mean, how is it that somebody that is on one side of the agenda agrees, is this the broken clock that's right twice a day? I mean, what's going on with this?
Well, I think we can reasonably assume that when both sides are saying the same thing, that's probably the case. But as I also wrote in that piece that just went up, it's not going to make a damn bit of difference, because the civilian disarmament operation in this country has far too much invested in making sure that guns are as difficult, expensive, or impossible to own as they can. A little thing like a study from the Bloomberg School isn't going to change their mind. Their goal is, and always has been, to disarm and as many Americans as possible and make guns as hard to own as they can. So this isn't going to deter them at all.
How sad is that? It's just so sad that facts don't sway the deluded.
No, but defending the Second Amendment is it's a full-time job, and it's always going to be that way.
And while I'm thinking about it, this is the 10th year anniversary of The Truth About Guns.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it was on on Monday. We've been fortunate to be around for a decade now. Believe it or not, time's flown.
You have been there the whole time, haven't you?
Not the entire time. I showed up almost a year after they started.
I showed up and started calling them in 2012. So I haven't been there the whole decade, but for most of it. So I think that and you guys are only getting stronger.
Yeah, we are. Our traffic is growing, and that's a very good thing. And we're got some things planned that hopefully will continue that.
Well, for all of you out there listening, thetruthaboutguns.com, you know, Dan has been there. I don't know how many years he's been the editor-in-chief. He's always been in the background as long as I've been dealing with him. And they just, like I said, they are just getting stronger. But recently at The Truth About Guns, you guys had an article where you guys are actually looking at the language used in the misappropriated language and the made-up language that is used in gun control. And I want to talk about that simply because language is important.
Sounds good.
Check out Dan at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at the decade-old truth, thetruthaboutguns.com. And, well, I've done this a lot. I don't like it. Have you ever noticed that even the so-called conservative news channels get out there and use terms like assault weapon and gun violence and stuff like that? Have we still got Dan?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. Yes, sir.
Very good. That's just an indicator of how we have lost the battle on those terms. The gun control industry in this country did an excellent job of assigning incendiary terms to everyday firearms and other products that gun owners use and have used for, gosh, a century. They've done that to scare people and to motivate, make it easier for politicians to push legislation that to outlaw certain kinds of firearms or magazines or other gear that is totally innocuous, doesn't make any products more deadly, more dangerous, or anything like that. But you're right. I mean, doesn't both sides? That's why we, whenever we assert, refer to an assault weapons ban, we always put that term in quotes because that is. There's technically no such thing as an assault weapon, certainly not in civilian use in this country.
One of my favorite ones, though, and I mean, they use a lot of things, like active shooter.
Yes.
Active shooter, gunman.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the gun violence, which is the one they use the most. And then, of course, then there's the high-capacity magazine one, which is at the very top of the article. Let's attack that one, shall we?
Yeah, I love that one, because there's no such thing as a high-capacity magazine. First of all, how high is up? A 17-round magazine, which is what the Glock 17 pistol was designed to use, is not a high-capacity magazine. That's a standard capacity magazine. Is a 12-round 22 revolver, is that a high-capacity revolver just because there's more than 10 rounds in it? The proposed assault weapons, quote-unquote, ban bill that just was delayed for a year in Virginia defined high-capacity magazines, anything over 12 rounds. How did they arrive at 12 rounds? You know, did they flip a coin? Did they throw a dart against the board? I don't know how they came up with that number.
I don't either. But I mean, but this is the thing about magazine capacity. That's a lie in and of itself. Anything that they, if they're out there saying that this is about public safety, is it okay to shoot 10 people instead of 30?
Well, right, and they make the fallacious argument that if a criminal is limited to a 10-round magazine rather than a 20 or a 30-round magazine, he can only shoot so many people, and then he has to change magazines, which will take him a while before he can get back to doing his dastardly deeds. Well, that's been proved wrong I don't know how many times with people who, number one, have used smaller magazines, who've used multiple pistols. It takes almost no time to change magazines. I believe the Parkland shooter changed magazines.
Sandy Hook.
Sandy Hook, exactly. I was trying to think. I'm sorry. Yep. Sandy Hook shooter, the same thing. These things, number one, these things do absolutely nothing to stop a criminal. A criminal, if he wants to get a 30-round magazine, he's going to get a 30-round magazine in a state where those are outlawed. Number two, even if somehow he did comply and only had a 10-round magazine, there's no reason he can't have a number of 10-round magazines and do all kinds of horrendous damage.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at a gun in front of me right now. I've got a Sig P320 TACOPS in front of me.
Uh-huh.
21-round magazine.
Yeah.
So this would be banned and an assault weapon ban, wouldn't it? Because of the language I use, because of the high-capacity magazine and the semi-auto, the fully semi-automatic thingy that the gun is and all that other stuff. So, you know.
I'm not sure how you sleep at night having that in front of you, knowing that that's in your home.
Well, I actually have an STI that also holds 20 rounds as well, so I like have one for each hand. I sleep very well.
Egregious.
Unless a fly lands on my face and then I slap myself in the face holding one of those guns in my hand. Yeah. So. Anyway.
Yeah. But yeah.
Anyway.
The problem is these terms are, again, incendiary, and they allow legislators to arbitrarily define guns and other gear as either prohibited or not based on nothing other than the fact that they don't like them. For instance, the pending bill in Maryland, current law in places like California, that prevents thumb hole stock. What is a thumb hole stock have to do with anything? How does that make a gun any more or less dangerous?
That's like the barrel shroud thing. Somebody's latched onto that, haven't they? These guys really are just like minor birds. They're not really thinking critically. They're not looking for any different kind of gun control. They all have one list, and that's what they go by, right?
Yeah, they copy and paste. You know, they rely on Dianne Feinstein to write a bill. She started out with the original assault weapons ban bill.
She used to use the Gun Digest annual, didn't she?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and they have no idea what they're doing.
No idea at all. At thetruthaboutguns.com, they have just celebrated their 10th anniversary, which means they've been doing what they do on the tip of the spear, trying to push and, you know, disseminate information that you're not going to find anywhere else. You're not going to find it anywhere else. And they do such a good job of it. There was a time when this could have just been The Truth About Guns Radio. That's how much I relied on them for information. So check them out, thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. Dan Zimmerman is my guest, and this is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tonight is the last Democratic presidential debate before the Nevada caucus on Saturday. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is making his debate debut, and his staff is already tempering everyone's expectations. Beverly Hallberg is the president of District Media Group. She tells Fox News Bloomberg better be ready.
From a messaging standpoint, I do think he needs to be on that more moderate level, but he is going to be attacked tonight because he has been gaining in the polls.
As Democrats are debating, President Trump will be holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies in Phoenix, Arizona. The president also has a message for the Democratic-led state of California regarding their homeless crisis.
You have needles, you have things that we don't want to discuss all over the streets, flowing into the oceans, and yet beaches. And if they can't do it themselves, we're going to do it.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I caught myself on that one. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am talking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And you guys have another article which is also indicative of some stuff. Now, we saw this in Seattle when they started wanting to impose a tax on everything. And now you guys are looking at the California... what would we call this? The exploitation tax, the extortion tax? What would we call this?
Technically, it's an ammunition tax.
Oh.
Well, actually, it's an ammunition background check bill. The funny thing is, you can't control human behavior. People will vote with their feet.
Can I ask you a question before you go on with this? Just simply because I'm just curious about this. If you pass a background check to buy a gun. Or if in California, if you have a concealed carry permit, if you've been vetted in a recent manner in any way, shape, or form, if you own an NFA item, which I don't even know if you can do that in California, if any of that is present, do you still have to go through a ammunition background check?
Yes, you do. My understanding is that you do.
Okay,
and that's all part of the plan. They want to make this as onerous as possible and time-consuming. And we've run articles on the difficulty the state is having keeping up with the volume of these background checks, people being delayed. You know, some people are walking in, they're on their way to the range, where some get some ammo, and they can't get it because the state can't give the gun store an answer as to, you know, yay or nay on a box of 115 grain 9mm ammo. Same.
So is there anybody out there that has NFA items, that passes background checks to buy guns, that fails background checks to buy ammo? Do we know? What happens if you fail the background check? Do they arrest you and stick you under the jail right away? Because clearly you are a desperado.
I seriously doubt it. I have heard that there have been plenty of false denials in California. And I think there's a pending lawsuit right now by Second Amendment Foundation, I believe, over a number of these delays. Unfortunately, I can't keep all these things in my head, but yes, there's been a number of people that have been denied that shouldn't have been, either because, you know, they have names close to people who have are prohibited or whatever, and they own firearms, they're perfectly legal firearm owners, but then they go in to buy a box of 12 gauge shells and they can't.
Anyway, so not only is this sort of failing, they're starting to lose money on this, and they were going to use these funds, I guess, to pay for some sort of conservation?
Right, and that's always been the case in California, that there's been a part of the tax that you pay on ammunition goes to support conservation efforts in the state. Well, the funny thing is, people who are coming from outside the state can't bring their ammunition into the state. They have to buy ammunition there. And there are also some new fees that are imposed. And so, therefore, hunters who would otherwise go and hunt in California aren't doing that. The number of hunters outside hunting permits down from about 750,000 in 1970 now to 225,000 last year. That means a whole lot less tax revenue is coming in, therefore less money to support conservation efforts around the state. What do you know? An unintended consequence of their vicious gun control campaign.
Where is there at to go hunting? I know that was such a grammatical disaster I just said, but where is there to go hunting in California when most of it has burnt down?
California is a huge state with
Northern California,
beautiful areas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's plenty of areas to hunt in California.
Was I generalizing too much?
You might have been just a little bit.
So what does Gavin have to say about this? I'm sure he's got something to say about this.
I'm sure he's probably going to try and blame it on the gun industry or something, because he, more than anyone, he was behind the push to get the gun background, or the ammunition background check bill passed. He was a huge supporter of that. This is, I believe, before he was elected governor. I'm sure Gavin just figures, you got to break a few eggs if you're going to make an omelet. And in his view, that omelet is fewer guns and more inconvenienced gun owners and a more difficult time buying gun food.
What if somebody's coming in from that wants to hunt in California and say they're from Colorado? Can they bring their own ammo and their own weapons with them, or do they have to buy all that when they get there?
Actually, they can, but they have to ship it in through a licensed dealer. And who wants to do that? You know, it's easier just to buy it there, but a lot of people don't want to go through the background check hassle. Plus, what if you don't ship it and you tell yourself, okay, now I'll just buy it when I get there, and I'll go through the hassle. And what happens if you're denied? And then you've bought your tags and you've flown into the state, and then you can't hunt because you couldn't pass the background check there due to some glitch in California's god-awful laws?
They say that the use of traditional ammo has contributed to the plight of the California condor, which I've been hearing about that since I've been alive.
Exactly. Yeah, of course, that's the law there. There's no lead ammunition used for hunting in California. There are a number of states like that now, I believe. Even if you do want to ship your ammo in,
yeah,
it has to have record, your record of sale must, you have to have a record of sale with it when you send it in. It has to have the date of sale, the purchaser's name, the address, the phone number, the driver's license number, the date of birth, and a signature, and the brand and type of the ammo. All that information has to go with the ammo to a licensed dealer in the state of California. So who wants to go through that? It's just easier to find someplace else to hunt. I don't know how many unique hunting opportunities there are in California that you can't get anywhere else in terms of the kind of animals to hunt and that type of thing. I'd rather hunt in a state that doesn't inconvenience me.
And you doesn't have to carry a leather-bound book with to make sure you didn't forget one of the rules.
Right, and doesn't demonize me.
Yeah. And I guess in California, if you miss your prey, then the animals will come out of the woodwork and graze and eat all the lead bullets, right? And then,
yes.
Is that what happens?
I'm sure that's
is that what goes on with these guys? I just wondered. You know, I'm just trying to help them. I don't want to generalize.
No, far be it for me to do that.
I don't want to generalize at all if I can help it. But anyway, I've got a hypothetical I want to throw at you. Now, you haven't written about it yet, but maybe you might want to. And if you want to hat tip me, of course, I would take it all day long. But
I'd be happy to.
Anyway, Dan is at thetruthaboutguns.com. 10 years running, bringing the information that nobody else will disseminate to you on a daily basis. 10 articles a day at a minimum. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Dan, I got a question for you. Now, we, you, me, anybody that's conservative, we're considered to be misogynists, racist, baby killers. We want to lock kids in cages and all this other stuff. And if you and I really believed, if we believed we were looking at somebody that was out there wholesale killing people and doing all this other stuff, we would look at them and you and I would consider doing something armed about that, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I guess I'd have to ask you to get a little more specific about that. But yeah, if someone presented a threat to me or my family, yes, I would consider doing something armed for sure.
Well, I mean, this is the thing. If we started seeing a bunch of people getting killed in red flag orders, seizures, if we started seeing weapons, people being killed because of weapons being confiscated, it would be on, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think that would spark an armed response by a number of Americans who, whether they think that's the start of the quote-unquote...
Did we just leave Dan? Dan? Oh, gosh. Did we lose my guest? Sounds like we lost my guest. Okay. Well, let's talk about that real quick, and we'll see. Jason, are you on the other side, or is it Alex, or who's on the other side there? Or is it just me all by myself? Anyway, one of these days, and I don't see some of these people getting any better as time goes on. One of these days, things are going to change suddenly, and we're going to be in a position where we're going to be looking at something that is absolutely horrific. And it's going to be the left coming at us. Is there? Do I have a producer on the other side there? Because I need to get Dan back. Anyway, having said that, when we watch this happen, then the question becomes, what is going to be the spark that ignites us? Now, for some of us, it's not going to be very apparent. There's going to be some things that will begin to stir in the background that most people just won't notice. And that's going to be the problem. That's going to be the problem. So, and the things that are going to start to happen is the veteran community will get sort of active all of a sudden. And when that happens, then you're going to see various members within it that have come from various backgrounds, and they're going to, depending on where they are. Now, if it were to be, you know, a national scenario, I don't see how that's going to work, to be honest with you. I just don't see how a national scenario would work. But, when that happens and everybody gets active, all of a sudden one day you're going to be watching something and a bunch of these people are going to be coming around a corner. And I talked about this with Stephen Stambolina the other day. And this was the theoretical thing I wanted to ask Dan. What is going to be the reaction in the United States when this happens? How bad is this going to be? First of all, it's going to be one of the reasons that you... In combat, one of the reasons you don't want to have embedded reporters in very forward, you know, very forward deployed units that are actually out there, and I mean they're, you know, wading through stuff that you know, that is active and kinetic, is because doing the business of war is horrible. It is absolutely horrible. And getting out there and constantly having to prosecute that war and constantly having to push that war is something that nobody really wants to see. You guys really don't want to see it. The people that do it don't want to see it. But they just happen to know how to do it. So, what happens when a group of people comes out and engages with the leftists, whether it's Antifa, Black Lives Matter, you know, whoever it's going to be, the leftists, you know, maybe just the left in mass. What happens when that comes about and we come out there and it's going to be very one-sided and it's going to be very quick and it's going to be really messy? Because most of these people, like the Bernie brothers, you see the Bernie brothers, you're looking at them. These guys have never been to a gymnasium. They've never held a gun. They're out there talking very big games. You know, we're going to re-educate you, and we might terminate you. If it's okay to be put in a gulag and all this. Well, who's actually going to execute that for you, son? It is one thing, you know, to be really down with some sort of an agenda, and on the other hand, it is horrible to be in that way, and. When you actually cross up against somebody that actually knows what they're doing, then that's when it's going to get bad. I mean, bad. In a way that nobody's ready for that to be. In a way that nobody is ready for that to be on the other side. Now, for the people that are actually having to get out there and execute this operation, this is going to be just another day at the office. This is just going to be something that we pick back up that we used to do a long time ago. I am 30 years removed from the military. There are people that have joined since I have been out, that have retired since I have been out, and they're in between that 30 years. So I have been out of the military for a lifetime, and if it does become a kinetic situation, I will get involved. And I won't be alone, and I don't want to. I don't want it to come to that. But this is the thing that has to be, you know, it has to be, they need to drink this in. There's a big difference between what people like I want versus what we're willing to undergo. You know, if we look at this and say, well, you know what, I got a bad shoulder, bad knees, and all this other stuff, we will find a way to insinuate ourselves in there. And no, we won't be on the forefront because we can't keep up with the kids. But yes, we'll be there. We'll be there in a place, and we're going to be bringing a book of knowledge that nobody's ready to deal with. But my question to all of this is, how does America react to this when this happens? How does America cope with this? Because part of my oath, my oath had nothing to do with your political persuasion. I went out there to protect all of us, to protect everybody, to uphold the Constitution, the American way of life, you know, baseball, mom, apple pie, and Chevrolet, all that stuff. That's why I went out there. But it's all beside the point if they decide to go kinetic first. My question is, when they do, and we do, then what? Coming up next, we should be joined by Dean Weingarten, writer and activist. Haven't talked to him in a little bit. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.